Good evening, everyone. If you haven't heard of Celeste Solemn, you're about to find out in this special edition extended interview, which I think is one of the most, if not the most important interviews Z Media has conducted to date. Celeste Solemn is a former FEMA employee and researcher specializing in nanotechnology and synthetic biology, exposing information better than anyone I've seen thus far, and that is not an exaggeration. We cover nanotechnology in detail, exposing the plan of the globalists that surpasses anything we may have understood about this agenda before. This is a plan to completely replace all forms of biological life with synthetic biology, and Celeste details the ways in which the globalists are doing it. She backs up all of her research with published government documents, medical journals, and credible sources of information. So sit back, buckle up, and get ready for information that all of humanity may not be ready for, but desperately needs to know. We're joined now by Celeste Solemn. This is a guest that I have been wanting to bring on for quite some time. Celeste just has so much knowledge when it comes to synthetic biology, transhumanism, the goal behind all of this. She comes from a spiritual perspective, from a Christian perspective as well, which I think is crucial to understanding this stuff. And she has amazing experience as well in her former life as a former FEMA employee. So just so much information. Celeste, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's such an honor to be here. I'm just overjoyed. So I've heard about your work, and so it was mutual that we should get together.
Wonderful. Well, before we get started, as usual, please give the audience a little bit of background about you, where you were working before, how you became involved in learning about these things that are taboo for so many people, but so important for us to understand.
So it's really quite exciting. So my dad sat me on his lap when I was 5 years old. He worked for naval warfare. And he said, the next genocide is going to happen on your watch. Be ready.
Wow.
And so throughout my whole life, I gathered skill sets that would prepare me for this day and time. And not only for myself, but to help many people around the world. So that's what I did. And so my first thing that I did is went into nursing, into pediatrics. And then I had a child with a lot of birth defects. And so I decided I can't do it 24/7. So I did a stint in dentistry. And then I went back to environmental medicine. And then the Lord spoke to me one time and he said, I want you to go into FEMA. And I go, Lord, why are you taking me into the belly of the beast? You know, because I knew and that they have a good side and a dark side. And he said to get information out from my people. So it was a pivotal time in our country. I did Y2K, 9/11, Hurricane Katrina, of course, all the terrorism, earthquakes, tornadoes, hurricanes, the whole 10 yards. So I am cross-trained in a lot of different disciplines. You wear many, many hats. I did do a little bit when DHS first started. We did some job sharing. So I did a little bit with DHS. And then the time came when they asked me to do something that I couldn't do. And I left the agencies and went dark, as they say, within 48 hours, leaving my whole life behind and starting a new life.
Wow. Can I ask what it was that they asked, or you'd prefer not to say?
No, it's fine. I've talked about it not often, but a few times, is that anybody that did not believe that the government was God was to be imprisoned and killed.
I've read secret leaked FEMA documents from some time ago, and perhaps you can speak to this, which I haven't been able to find since. I wish I had. I was researching as a teenager. I spent a lot of my teenage years researching all of what we're seeing now, basically. And I recall reading within those documents that people would be put into quarantine camps for essentially re-education. or FEMA camps, I should say. Now we call them quarantine camps, but we know what they're for. And within that, there would be specialist psychologists and things of that nature that would be employed, that Christians would specifically be required to be segregated because they were labeled the most dangerous, and they would have psychologists assigned to them for re-education. Is that consistent with what you know to be true about FEMA?
That's actually old. Pretty much the exercises that I participated in were centered around different pathogens, and that they intended to just leave bodies to be vectors for to disease other people. And this actually has happened. I just got done with like a 9-month speaking tour around the United States, and I visited a nurse practitioner in Florida. And she told me about a hurricane that came in the panhandle of Florida. And what they did is, if you had official identification on you, you were counted in the body count. But if you did not have identification on you, let's say you're in your kitchen and the hurricane bore down, and you, of course, who carries their identification in the kitchen or in a car? In a car, you're more likely to have identification. You were not considered in the body count. And so they just stacked up the bodies like cordwood.
So relating what you just said before, that's old, and it's actually far more progressed than that. What exactly did you mean? I don't think I quite understood.
So it's post-human. In 2019, we heard in all the mainstream media, it's post-human. They do not need humans anymore. They are going to synthetic biology. They're going to synthetic humanoids that look just like you and I, but they have nothing. They're completely synthetic or artificial.
So this is beyond transforming existing humans. I mean, from my understanding and my belief and all of the evidence out there, they want to depopulate and be left with, 500 million, as per the Georgia Guidestones. But let's say that's a rough number. My belief, and the belief of many others, was that they would be aiming to control those people that are left. You're talking about something else, though. Are we talking about clones? Are we talking about how far does this go?
The rabbit hole goes pretty deep. So I was at an unveiling of for transhumanism for the military in 2018. And basically it was coming out at that time that so they moved up the timeline first from 2030 to 2025. And what they wanted is any natural born humans created in the divine image of God, natural, would have to be depopulated by 2025. And they are pretty on target. I do not believe, given my faith, I believe that there will be a remnant, but they are going to make great strides, and they are bringing on the new humans. The new humans began coming forth from the vaccinated parents. And soon they won't even use a human to gestate. Everything, according to the United Nations mandate, there can be nothing from nature, not even reproduction. So that will have to be done in a laboratory. That's why we're seeing things like artificial wombs and that type of thing.
Yes, I was just about to say, we've seen those videos of hundreds upon hundreds of pods where babies are growing inside of them. More and more articles coming out saying that fertility's dropping, and of course this is by design. Less and less women are able to have children. Men aren't fertile like they used to be. It's affecting both genders, of which there are only two. When you say that the new human essentially was made possible through the vaccines, are you talking about the COVID injections specifically?
Yes, specifically. Of course, it can be now. Those platforms are in everything. It was aerosolized. Sorry, it's allergy season here.
That's all right.
And it's in the food. The World Economic Forum said in the third week of January 2021 that they were going to put the platforms, which is like the Moderna, the mRNA, and various other platforms, into the entire food supply by the end of 2021. in December, they came out and said that that had been accomplished. So the only time that you're not getting those platforms is if you grow something that's heirloom organic on your own property. And even then, it's going to have some synthetic biology and nanoparticles from the air and also the water.
Are you aware of who is actually responsible for the geoengineering and what they're spraying in the skies?
I followed the geoengineering for a long time. So I lived in Washington State, and the first planes came out in the 1990s, and there were different, they would drop different things. People would get the chemtrail flu, and then there were the spider webs, and then it progressed to the like dark carbon, almost a shadow type of a trail. There's all sorts of things in it, including the smart dust and nanoparticles. And there's blood and pathogens. There's all sorts of things in there.
Well, I
I
wonder.
don't know. I don't know who. They came from the Air Force Base. Are these really pilots or are these autonomous jets? And
Interesting.
the reason I think autonomous is Boeing came out with an autonomous jet that actually came over to your neck of the woods when you were having the wildfires. And it's fully autonomous. It's made of graphene. It was invisible. It could do magic things. It had a payload. But what it had were two pieces of technology that nobody knew about. One was Geomancer, and one is Spellbook. And it was literally casting spells upon the people and territory of Australia. And then, so that was just before the whole COVID thing hit you guys. And I think that that is why your government reacted in the way that it did, because of the witchcraft and the spells. And now those jets, autonomous jets, have come back to America, and now we're having troubles here too.
A lot of people in our audience aren't Christians or believers of God. And so some of this stuff to them might be a little bit out there. They think, oh, come on, witchcraft and spells, really? Yes, really. Whether you believe in this stuff or not, the powers that are controlling the world are very much involved in this. I heard a testimony from a priest. He was an Orthodox priest monk, I believe he was, who went against his conscience to get the COVID injection. He said the whole way there, he felt very, very, conflicted. He did not want to do it, but he went ahead and did it anyway, against his best judgment. And for one whole month, he was completely disconnected from God. He felt he had a he says he had a demon sleeping in bed with him. For 40 days, he fasted and eventually, reestablished his connection with God. We also have another testimony from, I believe, an exorcism was taking place, and the demon said that the COVID injection was created in a lodge in California, if I'm not mistaken, a Masonic lodge, as in it was the recipe, if you will, was given by a demonic entity. Now, people may not believe that, but we look at places, all of the information that's come out over the years that these people do participate in satanic rituals. I had Sasha Latipova on a while ago with me, who said that through her investigation, she keeps finding this, that there are some sort of rituals taking place in the middle of the night in forests and things like that. So it really is not a stretch to believe what you're saying, Celeste.
Yeah, they also use astrology. So the deployment of the COVID vaccine was there was a particular alignment of the planets and the stars, and they said that that would amplify, and it was a propitious day to start the annihilation of humanity. And in America, we just recently I've been talking about this Senate bill 4488 that was introduced on June 23rd of last year. And it was about catastrophic, an existential threat. And basically, in that, they talked about, of course, they had to put the climate change and their pet things.
Yes.
But there was also the intentional or unintentional release of technology that would annihilate humanity from the earth. And they also discussed in that document about wiping the earth like there was no trace. And that's where your geoengineering or terraforming comes in, that there would be no trace of biological life, including humanity, on the face of the earth. So
And
they're making,
well,
go
sorry,
ahead.
please go on.
So then they talked about the continuity of government, and they also talked in this particular document, or, well, Senate proposed Senate bill, about giving people a basic income, and that would be the government providing you all of your needs. So you think back to Klaus Schwab, where he said you will own nothing and be happy. Well, that's because they're going to provide you with all your needs. They're going to depopulate you. And of course, you're not going to need anything because you're not going to be here. But the government will. And so it did talk about continuity of government as a number one priority. It was very interesting that bill was killed in December of last year, but it was given to the Department of Homeland Security to manage. So if they just passed it off, they didn't pass it through Congress, but they just passed it off to the Homeland Security, who is going to manage it. And then they said, we're going to hide the different portions of this so the people won't connect the dots in omnibus, pork bills, and other types of legislation. But they got frightened because there was too much information in one place, and they didn't want people connecting the dots and arising and taking action against them.
Yes, you're right. And this is exactly what's happening with the WHO pandemic treaty, IHRMM, and so on and so forth. They keep splitting it up into all these different meetings, all these different edits to the proposals. And so people lose track of, well, where are we actually and what is being proposed? And, I guess the solution is, and I've come to this conclusion, there is no solution there in terms of negotiating with these people. It's that every country must exit the UN, the WHO, and so on, if that's still possible. I will definitely continue fighting for that. But you mentioned before about the WEF publishing or discussing having mRNA in absolutely everything by 2021. I was not aware of that. How did they manage that?
So they just put it in the entire food supply. And now we're finding out. And I am going to be doing a synthetic biology webinar. It starts on for subscribe my the my subscribers that support my work. It will come out on the 10th. And for everybody else, it will come out on the 17th. And it will talk about how they did it, what's in it. If you want a preview of that, you can go to my Pathos series. It was an 18-part a series that I did on COVID and the vaccination and what exactly was in it. I took 60 of the vaccinations and did research and drilled down. And there was everything from gorilla feces to Neanderthal genetic material put in these, and all sorts of spy chips, Snoop Dogs, all these crazy things were put in there. In a way, some of them have objectives. And in other ways, they were mocking, saying a very mocking spirit, saying, you're just nothing but scum of the earth, and you deserve to be depopulated. And that's why in 2019 they kept saying it's a post-human world, it's a post-human world. And now they're filling everybody with different animals, different creatures, and like I took a Homeland Security webinar on biostasis, and that is preparing, putting people in a stasis to go to the stars, And they talked in the middle of it about mixing human genes with tardigrades, which are little water bears. And the reason they want to do that, they can live in austere climates. They don't need water. They don't need air. They don't need all these things. And they're mixing human beings' blood with that in the vaccines.
That is sickening, but not surprising, Celeste. I've said so many times over, a lot of what freedom doctors, for example, are seeing, based on their understanding, is the technology far surpasses what their training provides for. And unless you truly understand the satanic nature of the agenda, you're never really going to understand the COVID injection agenda properly either. You know, people may think it's just about depopulation, but it's really not. It's changing what it means to be human. I've been saying this from the start. And you know, I think it requires, you know, understanding beyond the physical realm to be able to see that. I want to bring up your website right now for anyone who hasn't seen it. It's celestialreport.com. I encourage everyone to go and have a look. Celeste has so much information on there, including, you know, COVID webinars, synthetic biology, lots of really, really crucial info. I've asked you I've seen some of your presentations and I think they're fantastic, and I've asked you to please share some of that with us today. So I'd really love to get into that, so that you can actually take us through this so people get a whole picture.
Okay, before we start, I want to mention one thing. So I don't know the who, but I know the umbrella of I tripped on it. Maybe 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. Time flies when you're having fun. This is directed evolution. The people that are pushing this are evolutionists, and they didn't think that we were evolving fast enough. So they're going to help us along. And so that's why there's so many different platforms and shots and stuff, because one has this chemical, one has this platform, and they're kicking the tires to see what's safe and effective for depopulation. They leave off the depopulation part, but I think that that's very important. And it's also experimental evolution. So we are all in this giant experiment right now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you've looked so much into the shots and what's in them. We're seeing this staged die-off because we had people talking very early on that this was going to be mass deaths, you know, catastrophic. And people have said, well, we haven't really seen that level of death yet. I think a lot more people have passed away than what they're telling us. I think just recently I got word that the Australian excess deaths are far higher than we initially thought. And so, I mean, it is happening, but not in the millions like we initially thought, but it's happening in stages. Does this technology have the ability to program at any given time so that it's not too obvious that people would be dying?
Yes, absolutely. In most covert operations, there is room for plausible deniability. And so that's what they did is they did, you know, I was saying about 10 years that they would slowly die off. But then we, you know, statistics can be manipulated and, you know, people die of hangnails and this thing and that thing. And so we're being told that people are dying of other things, but are they really dying of other things or are they really dying from the different platforms? Because it's not just the vaccination now. There's the PCR test there, and there's the whole food supply, the water supply, and the air. So they're getting it every which way. But the miracle is, and before we dig in, I just really want to encourage people, if you saw how much is arrayed against us, you wake up, I wake up every day, we put a smile on our face, we do whatever we're gifted in doing for humanity or our family, or go to work and you do a great job. And so they're not successful. I mean, humanity is extremely resilient. And I think that that should be the good news for all of us, that we're still standing, even though they're hammering us every which way.
I agree. And a huge success of that as well is the psychological aspect. You know, if you are still able to be a positive person that cares about the people around you after everything they've done, all the ways that they've divided society, turned people on each other, you know, and you don't have hatred in your heart, you are still winning against this agenda, because ultimately it's not about just your physical life here on earth. It's about what comes after this life. It's about what's in your heart that matters more. And I'm not saying, you know, let's just all roll over and die. Absolutely not. We fight the right way, peacefully, lawfully, and fight for humanity with the love that we have in our hearts. But, you know, what I'm saying is as long as they don't get this and this, they're not going to win. That's my point.
Absolutely. I agree. So, okay, do I have screen sharing capability? Okay, so facing us is an existential threat of annihilation of all biological life as we know it, and it's called synthetic biology. And I want to bring some clarity to this matter so that you can make some wise decisions. This decision for this synthetic biology was actually made at Asilomar in California in 1975 to genetically modify all life on Earth. And so they would use synthetic biology. The only media to cover that event was Rolling Stone magazine. And as you can see from their cover, "You Idiots Meet the Planet's Worst Enemies," and that the Pandora's box that Congress allowed this, and then it dripped down into the state level. And so they see, this is back in 1975, they were going to rewrite the genetic code. So this whole thing with finding the genome was not about the mysteries. It was about the exploitation of our genetic code. So we live in a day and age where the world has arrogantly purged from its original design. And with great hubris, which is excessive pride or self-confidence, mankind is engineering a counterfeit. It's an alien world where a plant looks like a plant, but it is synthetic. An animal has the appearance of a particular animal, but it is a manufactured monstrosity. In this foreign landscape, humans are being reconstructed into hybrids and synthetic life forms. So unlocking, once again, the genome was not about peering into the mysteries of creation, but seizing the blueprint of life and modifying it in its entirety. Do you have any questions so far?
No, because I understand Genesis and I understand what we're told the last days will be, and I know about some of the history about transhumanism from that time, this is all making a lot of sense to me.
Okay, then we'll go on. So my job is to assist each one of you in wrapping your head around what I mean when I say synthetic biology. So most of us began to discover that we were on this slippery slope in the 1990s when we heard about genetically modified or GMO foods. This was when genetic material from one species was put into another species. And then these GMO foods were laced with various chemicals and sent to your grocery store.
Now, on those chemicals, as per Codex Alimentarius, they planned to increase the levels of the amount of poisons that they put into our foods and call them nutrients, essentially, and decrease nutrients genetically, through genetic modification, decrease the nutrients that we get access to, essentially making us, you know, sickly because we're not getting what we need from the foods that we're eating.
Well, they also, like the hydrogel, think of if you got an injection, think of an empty water balloon inside of you, and you get injected, and then it assembles and swarms. One of the signatures of a DARPA program is the swarming. And so it starts to grow inside your body. And so when it swarms, it comes together, and that water balloon is starting to grow inside of your body. And what does it do? How is it powered? I get that question a lot of time. Like, if the grid goes down, is this all going to go away? No, because what it is doing is harvesting your nutrition and your life force and your energy. And if, let's say, it's a nanoparticle and it's out in the environment someplace, it's harvesting from the environment that it's in, whether it's the air or the water or whatever. So it is actually growing, and as it grows and it fills you in its time, it will eventually take over your brain, every nook and crevice of your brain, all over your whole body, until it consumes you and you die. And so slowly your biological self withers and dies. So that's kind of how it works.
This sort of ties in with what Dr. Anna Mihaich has shown, which is that the nanotechnology, or even Karen Kingston said the same thing, that it hijacks the brain, so much so that it forms new neurons and overcomes your existing brain neurons.
Well, it actually makes synthetic
Yeah.
neurons.
Yes.
Yeah, they're no longer human. So it replaces it, it kills off the human ones and it replaces it with synthetic or hybrid.
Literal hacking of the brain.
Yes, literal hacking. So we, back in the early days, we heard about smart dust and nanoparticles, and I'm showing you some pictures. So smart dust is a system of many tiny micro electromechanical systems, that's a mouthful, such as sensors, robots, and other devices for detection, surveillance, and a guidance system. The dust is about the size of dust to an atom, and the robots there in 2020, I counted the classifications of robots. And I did coverage on that. There's 33 different classifications. There's pinchers and cleavers and calipers. And what their job and their function is to get this stealth material, this foreign material, to become one or to cleave to your cells and in your body and organs. And it is stealth. They put a protein around it. So that your body does not recognize it as a foreign invader. And so then in approximately 72 hours, it becomes one with the tissue wherever it is being applied. And then furthermore, what it does is your body then becomes a bioreactor. And we first saw this with GMO foods. The pesticide, when it got into our microbiome, our gut would continually make the pesticide, and that's what was making many, many people sick in the 1990s. Now they took it to the next level, and here we are, and our whole bodies are being turned into spike protein bioreactors. It doesn't have to be the spike protein; it can be any pathogen, but right now it's in to generate the spike protein. So let's
So,
see.
just wind back a little bit for me.
Okay.
The technology that's inside the food is enabling the body to produce any pathogen. So this is why people still have symptoms of COVID, at times, or symptoms of long COVID, let's say, that this is enabling those symptoms to continue.
Yes, and that's also why there is transmission, because the body's constantly making new, and until those spike proteins cleave to the body, they're being transmitted out. Your body tries to purge these things out, and then that's when, if I put my hand down on the counter at the grocery store and you touch that, then you're going to pick it up and it's transmitting.
Why do you think some people aren't experiencing this?
Because it's programmable, and we're going to see this in a few minutes. So it is programmed. So it's for plausible deniability. If we all keeled over at the same time, there either would be an uprising or something, if we were alive and able to do it. But in this way, if it's, just slowly people just die out, and then, sometimes they blame it on this or they blame it on that. And people don't really know. And the further we get from the event,
Yes.
the less people are going to think that it was a result of vaccination or
Yes.
the platforms being in the food. So nanoparticles are made up of different materials that have special, and I would say magical properties, because that's where the graphene comes in. Nanoparticles carry out their tasks using their many shapes, and those can include, I mean, there's hundreds of them at this point, but nanospheres, nanofibers, nanostars, nanoflowers, nanopyramids, and nanoboxes. And hydrogel is now a nanoparticle, and they have aerosolized it. They did that in 2021, and that's called aerogel. And if you're interested in a great article on that, I think I did aerogel smoke from hell. It's called Liquid Smoke, and that's at shepherdsheart.life under my blog, and that's where all my articles are. But here's an example of how it is when it's in a film form, like a biofilm. Okay, now we're getting to, we've done smart dust, we've done nanoparticles, and these are different, a little bit different than synthetic biology. And even I got sidetracked. Have you ever been on a highway and you're supposed to stay in the center lane, but you get off and exit up to the right or off to the left, and you didn't mean to go there? That's not where you wanted to go. Well, even I'm like been immersed in synthetic biology, and I found myself down this road, this path, and I'm going, but this isn't synthetic biology. This is the nanoparticles. So it's even I can get tripped up that the line is just so fine. So
Yes.
basically, what synthetic
But
biology?
it's also so foreign to us, Celeste. That's the point. It's very foreign to us, and because we're not all experts in it, it's hard to know or I mean, where do you stop? Where do the possibilities end? Anyway, please go on.
Well, this is going to make it really easy. So, if you remember nothing else, synthetic biology repurposes living systems and organisms. Basically, it changes their function from the way that God originally designed it to a new function, and it's usually green. And we'll be talking about that in just a minute. So, engineers have accomplished designing, controlling, programming, cellular, and even molecular behavior. I know it sounds incredible, but they have. So let's see. They have made biological robotic machines for very useful purposes. And one of those is the Green Initiative. But what you need to know, each one of you, is that SynBio makes you, it hollows you out. It's a cavitation event, and you would have to like follow all my work to understand. Basically, they're gutting you like a fish and making you a receptacle for the dead, dead spirits, demons, other parallel dimension entities. And if you're a Bible believer, you realize that Bible often talks about our body being like a garment. So that's not unheard of in biblical. And probably if you have a different faith, you probably have a similar tradition. They don't all just, we have similar threads. We may
Yes.
believe a few different things, but we have some common threads there. So you need to know that that's what they're hollowing you out or gutting you to fill you with lots of synthetic stuff, and you would not be human at that point. That's why I say you start out human, then you go to a hybrid, and then you go to a synth or a synthetic life form where there is nothing human in it, in you at all.
This
So
and because it's a staged process, people aren't realizing that they're, for lack of a better word, slowly becoming zombified. But we do see it. And I have to say, there is an acceleration in those who've had the COVID injections. A lot of them, particularly multiple injections, you see there's just like a I don't even know, Celeste, it's like a film over their eyes or something. Just unable to connect with reality. I've even witnessed people, going to cross the street and stopping for a while, like a man in his 30s maybe, and kind of looking around and going, what am I doing? Like just really out of it. I've seen this with my own eyes.
So this was designed as a neural weapon. It was designed to take out our brain. Not only our body, but our brain too. So it's very sad, but there's evil people doing these neural weapon policies.
Yes.
So how did we get here? It's kind of like the etch-a-sketch that you played with as a kid. Synthetic biology rewrites your DNA. And DNA is the blueprint or the code of life. And in every organism, there are stretches of DNA that can be read to produce proteins. And so we'll discuss. I'm getting gonna put the cart before the horse, and I can't do that. I like this part. So there's this exotic flamingo dance occurring in your body between the proteins and the enzymes and the amino acids. The flamingo dance has a structure and a form, and so does this chemical interchange between these living parts. It's really quite beautiful in our bodies. So the dance, but then the perversion, there's a new player that comes into the dance. And this dance of the circle with this new dancer revolves around designing or redesigning all biological systems and organisms to give them new properties, combines biology and engineering. It merges life with machine, biological life with machine, uses synthetic DNA, and brings forth new organisms and life forms. And I want to stop here for just pause for just a moment. So the classification of life used to be the Linnaeus classification of life. It has been since ancient times. Well, about, I don't know, 2000, and well, it was for 10 years. So 2000, about 2009, they knew that there was this new. Well, the elite had their plans, and there are different cycles upon the face of the earth. These two were going to converge between 2020 and 2050. And so they knew that new organisms, it would, we have entered the sixth extinction level event. We did that on December 21st, 2020, I think it was. Where we went into this new 25,000-year cycle. And the last extinction level event, 90% of all life on Earth went extinct. Well, the elite knew this, and so they were just going to make money and get power ahead of as all these things in the heavens begin to happen. And they knew these new organisms, so you and I, and all the microbes and the fish in the sea and the elephants and our favorite dog and cat all come from that 10% that survive. So they knew, but there were some new organisms and life forms that came forth. So they did a new, they got rid of the Linnaeus classification of life, and they did something called the phylo code. That's PHYLOCODE. And they worked on it for 10 years. And two major things happened about that. So in 2019, it was completed and it went into effect. What was the first new life form under this new classification that went around the world? Take a guess, Maria.
I don't know.
COVID.
All right,
COVID
okay.
was the new life form. It came from seven different animals, seven different pathogens, seven surprises built in a with a payload that could do explosives, toxins. It has multiple different things depending on the frequency that it hits it. So that happened. And there was an exercise. Everybody talks about Event 201 in America, and it's like, you guys, it's to like, I used to be in plans and I designed exercises and I try and pull my hair out because it was Event 201 was just a regular pandemic exercise. Clade X was done at the time that they instituted the phylo code, and Clade X, so this new, instead of families, how do I just say, okay, so humans are humans, dogs are dogs, cats are cats. But in this new system, humans are put with tetragrades, dinosaurs, birds. That's our family. So it's kind of strange. And that's what Clade X was about. That was an exercise about bringing a new life form pandemic
Wow.
into the world. So anyway, you
Well,
can
there's
check it
it's
out.
I'm not surprised even when you say things like explosives or whatever, because it really is tying in all the bits from all the different people I've spoken to around the world, Celeste. I mean, Todd Callender and Lisa McGee, I've often referred back to this interview that I did with them where they show that radioactive materials and all this other stuff are in the shots to essentially remotely be able to be programmed to produce anything within the human body.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And so the most basic document that you can look at, if you want to look at a document, is the NASA Strategic Warfare 2025 document. And it talks about the explosive capability of the smart dust. So it's not Celeste making it up. So, okay, whoops. No, we're
For
not
anyone
in
who hasn't
English.
seen that document, that's I believe it's the same document I'm thinking of, Celeste, where it says that they want to control the weather by 2025, and this will be one of their main weapons.
Yes, but this one is very unique. This document is because it has some slides. It's 113 slides, and it has some that remain stationary, but there are slides that are inserted before something comes operational. And once it becomes operational, then that's those set of slides disappears. Very interesting.
I
I've never
see.
seen that in it. It's a living document, so to speak.
Perhaps we're talking about a different document then. That's fascinating.
Yeah, o owning the weather 2025 was the Air Force geoengineering trying their.
Correct. Yes, you're right. Yes.
Yeah. So two different documents.
Yes.
Okay, so just using modern alchemy, these molecules can turn one thing into another, just like magic. That's the magic of graphene for you. They can even form larger structures to give rise to materials such as hair. Since the 1970s, we've learned how to cut and paste DNA sequences from one organism to another. Around the year 2000, when scientists and engineers decided that it was time to bring some proper engineering into the discipline giving birth to synthetic biology. The goal for synthetic biology was to create a framework in which engineers could break down matter into standardized parts, and they're breaking matter all the way down to atoms and molecules. And you might think of this, if you can't think that small, think about Legos. They could then reuse and combine them in different ways to fulfill the global agenda.
We'll be back with this powerful, explosive interview right after a quick word from one of our partners. Head to Survival Supplies Australia, a Z Media partner today to prepare you and your household. They have the most comprehensive range in the country for all of your survival needs, including long life food, emergency 20-year life water, alternative power sources, and so much more. Head to the link in the description below to let them know you've come from Z Media.
Hair bots. Did you know that each one of us are a literal artillery of the global agenda? Our bodies are actually being turned into bioweapons. One way this is being done is through the hair bot. Have you ever heard of hair bots, Maria?
No.
Let's just say that shampoo isn't the way that it used to be. Our hair is being weaponized to help strip the planet of its atmosphere and as a convenient drug delivery system. I'm not kidding. This began, they began putting these hair bots in commercial shampoos in 2008.
That's so bizarre. I can see that you have the source there on your presentation. Is it a particular ingredient that's going into commercial shampoo brands?
It's called a hairbot. It literally is called a hairbot. This is a robot that goes into your hair and it's sucking out the oxygen, carbon dioxide, and nitrogen out of the atmosphere when we use the commercial shampoo.
So I mean, it's out there. I don't not believe you. I believe that they're capable of doing so much that we don't understand. It would make sense that they were creating technology to deprive the world of CO2, because that's the gas of life. We need it to survive, and we need it for plant life, and we need it for all organisms to thrive. And yet they want to abolish it from the earth, which is just bizarre. So it really wouldn't surprise me that they, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that they're doing it in all sorts of ways that we don't understand. And the more your oxygen levels lower, let's just look at your oxygen levels in your body, in your biological body, the sicker you become.
Yes. And it gives way, for things like cancer
Yes.
to grow and fungus and other different things.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Now, for you guys out there, we've got nano dragsters racing the highways of your body. So the nano dragster, I'm not kidding. This is a molecular machine. It really, truly is. It's dubbed the world's smallest hot rod, and it's similar to the nano car. These nano dragsters are built with the carbon buckyball. Many of you may be taking C60. As soon as this synthetic biology about 2020, and I was seeing manipulation of the metals, I started staying away from things that were traditionally like your colloidal silver, your colloidal gold, you'll see why in a minute, and then carbon C60, because it is being manipulated via magnetism and other types of technology. So they're actually using the buckyballs, which are the round things on the wheels,
Yes.
and a temperature gets it moving. The name comes from the nano car's resemblance to the dragster, as it has the staggered wheel fitment, and having a shorter axle. You guys can probably say it better than I am, with smaller wheels in the front and the larger wheels in the back. And so we're going to talk a little bit about it. So the nano car utilizes the p-carborane wheels and moves as it slides on ice rather than rolling. So it doesn't roll like a car wheels
Yes.
would, but it slides. The rear wheels are the spherical fullerene, or the carbon C60 molecules, or the buckyballs, attracted to a drag strip that is made of a very fine layer of gold. So some of us have been laced with a fine layer of gold. And these nano cars and dragsters use that as a runway, kind of, or a highway in your body.
So what's the
And
purpose of this nano car?
so they have different pathological missions, and they also start turning you from a human more into a machine.
And
So
is this okay, all of these different technologies that are inside of people, are they being monitored by someone in real time, or is this already AI monitoring it?
it's AI. Yeah, a person couldn't do it. But that said, we have seen the day where if you go to your doctor and he says you shouldn't eat that bagel, and you go ahead and eat that bagel, you have so many sensors in your body that's ratting on you to your doctor, to your health insurance, to your life insurance, to your employer.
Yes.
So this is the world that we live in right now.
Yes. I think right now we haven't seen the fulfillment, or sorry, the result of the fact that these sensors are within the body, because if this was exposed right now to all the doctors, which, by the way, are going to be replaced by AI. Yes. If this was exposed to them, it would alert too many people to the fact that, hang on, why do so many people have nanotechnology inside them that's able to transmit their biometric data to a system? How did that happen? Oh, I don't know. You know, it's something that people have got to be warmed up to after the fact.
Yes. And when they start seeing things like Dr. Anna and some of the other doctors are seeing different things. So this nano dragster and other nano machines are designed for use in transporting items so they can transport drugs or whatever. This technology can be used in manufacturing computer circuits. So you are being circuitized, and they also are building these metallic scaffolds in our body. And electronic components. They are used in conjunction with the pharmaceuticals inside of the human body. So that's oftentimes they're transporting drugs, maybe across your blood-brain barrier or other places. Now, you're not even going to believe this. They actually have international nano car dragster races. So the nano car race is an international scientific competition with the aim of testing the performance of these molecular machines and the scientific instruments used to control them. The race of the molecules takes place on a 100 nanometer track and was held for the first time in Toulouse, France, on the 28th and the 29th of April, 2017. But has been continuing on to this day. So they actually have races. And
the scientists that are participating in these races, Celeste, do they know what they're doing?
I was just listening to one this afternoon, and they think it's very cool.
I suppose from their mind, they would, you know, potentially believe that the world's a great place and people are inherently good. And, you know, this could be revolutionary for healing sickness. This is probably what they would be thinking, rather than there are very evil, dangerous people out there that are going to weaponize this against humanity.
Well, this person that I was listening to was part of the evil part, and he thought it was very cool. he thought this was all very good. You know, yeah, there's a couple people that I watch and I just like shake my head. Are you familiar with Dr. James Giordano?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've been following him and exposing his work. By the way, he used to be very prevalent on YouTube. They've been taking them down because they don't want people to really know what's going on.
I see.
Okay, so we've already done this one. Okay, scientists have determined for all of us that biology should be engineered revolving around designing, building, manipulating, and replicating the building blocks of life. Those are your basic atoms in your body and molecules, much like a children uses blocks to build many empires. The only difference is that these are bio bricks. That's their real name. They're biological brick Legos of synthetic biology.
Yeah, again, so not that, literal Legos. It's just helping us to picture how it works.
Yeah. So remember the flamenco dance, the enzyme engineering or protein engineering can be defined as the exotic dance between the enzymes, the DNA mutations, and these designer proteins. DNA synthesis is the creation of artificial DNA molecules, which is equivalent to artificial DNA. So they're basically ousting you as a human and inserting artificial or synthetic into you.
Can I ask you, Celeste, the push for the COVID injections, obviously they're transforming all biology into synthetic biology through every which way, through water, through food, through the air, every way that they possibly can, through shampoo, apparently. There was such a push for the COVID injections. Why the push to get injected if this stuff is everywhere?
Because it was a concentrated amount and there were other things that they put in the, in the vaccine.
Yeah.
Other than just the platforms.
Understood. So that's what I thought. And again, they're pushing for, well, the WHO says 500 new injections by 2030. So this is going to be more of that concentration. And once the global vax pass comes into play, that's going to be compulsory, constant system upgrades.
Well, I'm here to tell you. So it started with in 2015 with the blueprint for biosecurity, and then it went to the Apollo program. And then a year ago, in 2022, in April, they came out with the Athena Agenda. And the Athena Agenda showed you different ways that they were going to get the vaccines into you without you going to the doctor, like everything from eye drops to the creams, lotions, you name it, it was going to get into your body. But the startling thing is they wanted to give each individual 20,000 vaccines, 20,000, and that is only 1% of their goal. They want to give you more than that.
So when they're saying vaccines, are they talking about literal shots in arms? I mean, I know they've got the little microneedle patches and things like that now, or are they talking about through food, through the air, through the water?
Through food, air, yes. Okay. Nasal spray, yep. Eye drops, you name it. Yep. Even your lotion is going to be against you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to have components that you don't want in your body. So molecular breeding. So there's this whole new language that we have to learn with synthetic biology. We just learned the COVID language. Now we have to learn about synthetic biology. I will be going into all of the words and what you can do and how we can stand against it. But this is just a little overview. So to give you an idea. So molecular breeding, or MAS, refers to the technique of using DNA markers that are tightly linked to evolutionary traits known as phenotypes. That's very, phenotypes are genetic expression and are really involved with that phylocode I was talking about. And to assist in a selection scheme for a particular breeding objective. Now you might think the Holocaust, they're a selection system and a breeding objective, and it can be either directed evolution or experimental evolution. Synbiotechnologies using proprietary algorithms to facilitate and expedite the antibody discovery process. Their antibody discovery services include a hybridoma. What pops out to me is the prefix hybrid in hybridoma. I mean, yes. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where they're going with this. And hybridoma technology is a method for producing a large number of identical antibodies called monoclonal antibodies. And I know we're all familiar with those.
Yes.
Those monoclonal antibodies from the COVID from the humanized mice. And yes. Once those get into your body, that is what turns your body into the bioreactor to make all of the spike protein that we just talked about.
Yes.
So conquering the world using synthetic enzymes, protein, novel antibodies, vaccine making, novel enzymes, the novelty that it could be is in its source, its physiochemical makeup, its kinetics, how it moves, the action it does, its structure, or its functionality. And these are the different things it can be in. It can be in your food, animal feed, fuel, pharmaceuticals, even detergents. These are just a few. Write the code for designer life. Evolutionary techno-agrarians are redesigning the food supply for promulgation of earth religious worship, a metamorphosis from the natural world to an evil kingdom, which is the satanic digital twin that actually came from a military document in December 2019. Changing the original intended function for all biological life for efficiency and convenience.
Can I pause you there? First of all, the promulgation of earth religious worship. This is sort of that universalism, you know, worshipping the earth, saving the world from climate change, all that sort of stuff, and destroying the human to save the earth, basically.
Yes.
So what we're talking about, this is how they're going to do it. This is the guise that it's going to come under. But it's not even really about fooling people, because are they going to be rewired for earth worship?
Yes, they are being rewired for earth worship, but they are
Okay.
also, the UN mandate is to take nothing from nature. Now, oh, I wish I would have queued this up, but I didn't. So there is a YouTube, and it's from The Onion, and it's called Taco Bell CEO. Everybody should watch that, and it talks about the CEO. It's this like it's supposedly a satire of the early morning talk shows and the talk show host and the hostess, and they're interviewing the Taco Bell CEO about how their tacos are going to take the CO2 out of the air, and how they're going to melt down the plastic forks and the spoons and the lids, and they're going to put them in their new chalupas to save the earth. And my husband and I looked at each other, and we go, this is going to happen. It
Gosh.
this was not a satire. This was going to happen, and it did. It was,
Wow.
and not a month after that, we saw a Burger King billboard in Missoula, Montana, and it said, our burgers are so good it grows hair in your mouth. Well, that was back in the 90s, where those rats, when they were fed GMO food, they grew hair in their mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is so disgusting.
But as long as we're on food, because I didn't put this in the presentation, but I think everybody needs to know. So about maybe 10 years ago, DARPA had this program, and it sat on the shelf. It's called Cornucopia. Cornucopia is a way to 3D print food. What
Yes.
does it print food from? It's air, water, electricity, and a few weaponized microbes for flavoring.
Yeah.
It is to be sold at 1/1000th of a calorie or by the molecule. And that is why you are seeing the dismantling of agriculture around the world, so that there will be no options. You will have to go to this supply unless you grow your own. And that will
And
probably be illegal.
you mentioned something before about the metamorphosis from the natural world into an evil kingdom. You referenced a military document there. What was that? Because I just missed it.
So that is a military document that I base my Dark Winter presentation on. And I got that in December of 2019, when I was actually doing a presentation with a lot of the doctors that you're familiar with. And I had to redo my presentation because it was talking about this digital virtual twin. So what is being ha what's happening is, through luring and the sirens of technology, are trying to get people into this, for lack of a word, metaverse, a different world, a
Yes.
digital twin of this world, but it will be devoid of God and anything that it re he represents.
Does
So there will.
the military document actually state that fact? Or
It
is
does not
this
say
just our
satanic.
understanding?
It says a virtual digital twin.
Right.
But to have a twin, you have to have the other. So they went into the evil part, but they didn't really go into the contrast of what they modeled it after.
Right.
And why do we have to go to a virtual twin? Why do we have to go into the metaverse? They didn't address that.
Because we have to preserve the earth and live in pods. And, you know, as Yuval says, the humans will become so obsolete that we'll just, you know, solve that by drugging them to keep them happy and keep them on VR headsets. That's what he said.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Anyway, please continue. I just those two things really caught my attention. I mean, the whole thing is amazing and just such powerful information, Celeste.
Well, I try, and I'm trying to make it simple so that people can understand too. So it changes the original intended functions of all biological life for efficiency and convenience. I think I forgive my repeating there. Uses genetic programming. That's what we were talking about. Why isn't everybody dropping dead at one time? That's why. By using gene editing techniques, scientists are deleting unfavorable genes and improving the target characteristics in accordance with UN sustainable goals.
Yeah, so those unfavorable genes are not actually, you know, things that are going to improve our health. It's in line with what the UN wants.
Yes, which is they want us dead.
Yes.
So that's basically. This was a white paper on synthetic guidance. And, you know, you have to ask, who is guiding it? AI, different entities from different dimensions, you know, like I'm not going to trust these idiots. But anyway, they use Cas9, and I think they're up to like 13 now. Cas13 technology and its advanced DNA design and synthesis to change the original intended function. So once again, I'm saying it over and over again. Put it in your head. Synthetic biology changes the function. The function of you, the function of the plant, the function of your animals. It changes everything's any, if it's biological life, it's changing its function.
So does it change the whole process inside the body as well, the way that your biology would normally
work? There's it, they actually even have checkpoints. So like if you're only allowed 1/1000th of a calorie and you find a piece of bread, like in the Hunger Games, you know, and they got the piece of bread, the checkpoints in your body will not let you absorb it. It will just go out and awoke. No, I'm not kidding you. They have literal checkpoints in our bodies. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's evil, 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 evil. So these are ready to use, and you can know that it is synthetic guided. This is S stands for synthetic guided RNA. No, I don't want it. Thank you very much. They also engage in synthetic guided RNA vector construction, and they also have library synthesis. What a library synthesis is, they have this library of mutations, and they said, okay, Maria gets a set of mutations, and Celeste is going to get these set of mutations, and then that's what this library synthesis, and they actually get it into your body. And then genome editing services, these technologies act like scissors, cutting the DNA at specific spots and replacing it with the segments that drive the new desired function, of course, in accordance with the UN, because,
yes,
no, we won't go that we're good global citizens or anything. Vectors are never good. Synthetically, biologically engineered vectors can shape future gene therapeutic approaches, as well as the structure and the function of your body. And the scientific magicians design these vectors to turn genes on and off at critical places for desired function. Now, some of you may wonder, why am I aging? Why am I gaining weight? And I never had an extra pound on. Why is my body not operating the way that it used to? My mother and grandmother, grandfather didn't have this. It's because they can turn genes on and off at will. And they can do it by frequency. So they can, and they know your vulnerabilities. They can exploit those vulnerabilities. And it's so for some people, if you're, let's say, overweight, it doesn't matter how much exercise you're going to do, if that's where they're going to hit you. You can turn off fat genes and turn them on. And it used to be you could turn on the skinny genes through probiotics, but now they want a synthetic biome, microbiome. So you can't even trust the probiotics that are out there.
So again, this is powered by AI, and you said they know your vulnerabilities. So say, for example, someone is really trying to lose weight, and because your biometric data is being sent to the AI super Satan, as I call it, that you're saying that AI computer, if you will, is sifting through, seeing what that human being's vulnerabilities are and making sure that it keeps programming the human to suffer.
To suffer and also to make bring them into UN compliance. So now we get to the embedded IP addresses exposed. So we've been talking about a lot about the new functions within the discipline of synthetic biology, but it is just one example of many that can be provided in order for you to identify this process. So many of you have discovered that everything from humans to animals to food to corpses even have IP addresses.
MAC addresses.
Yes. So why would humans, animals, and food need an IP address? So DNA is a biological macromolecule that stores genetic information. With its density, ease of replication, and long-term stability, DNA has the potential to serve as the ideal storage medium to answer a uniquely 21st century problem, the information explosion. A thumb-sized DNA can theoretically store all of the information on the entire planet in your DNA.
So you're
So they're
saying,
going to use you as an external thumb drive for data storage.
okay, so I guess this is really just giving people a visual of how easy it is for them to store all of your individual data. My question is, again, would there be certain people that are more of a target than others, for example, people that speak up, and they then get human checks and balances in place, or is this so advanced that they don't even need a human to be looking at that person of interest's data? It really just is AI working out everything.
Well, it's AI, but this is that they're going to use humans. You've seen pictures of the servers, all
Yes.
lined up in the buildings. Well, now they've figured that it's much cheap more it's cheaper and more efficient to use you, Maria, as a DNA storage unit
I understand what you're saying.
until you expire. And then, of course, it gets transferred to some, just like external drives die. Once you die, it's good, the data has to get transferred to somebody else. But they're going to use you in the meantime as data storage. I mean, the hubris of it is just like unbelievable.
And you're not, I want to back up what you're saying here. There are so many articles out there about using human beings as signal receptors, things of this nature, essentially like a walking mobile phone that's receiving all these signals and can store data and can do all of this. So the human being becomes that.
Yes, pretty soon you won't need
A
then the
phone.
new humans being born are really part of the quantum computer system, so they will not need a cell phone or a laptop. They will be able to communicate real time. They'll pro it may have contacts that provide the science fiction-y type thing that we might see with our primitive laptops or whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, they're talking about that. Be really careful, those of you who wear contacts. They're hydrogel. The drops are dangerous, and this technology is coming that it would literally become your IP, your computer, your cell phone, and everything. So you won't have to stick those funny things in your ears anymore. You'll just be wearing it. Wow.
If you go down that, I think by that time,
people of faith who want to be a pure human will have to detach from that system.
Yes.
I think by that time.
Yes, you're right.
So, of course, we learned about humanized mice in at the beginning of COVID. So now we have to be aware of humanized antibodies from foreign creatures. So it's not mice anymore. It's they we got the whole wild kingdom that they're humanizing. So humanized antibodies are antibodies from non-human species. That could be everything from a gorilla to a snake, everyone, whose protein sequences have been modified to increase their similarity to the antibody variants produced naturally in humans. That means your body's not going to reject it in simple terms. Scientists claim these antibodies used primarily in monoclonal antibodies are not chimeric, but they are chimeric by their definition because they're
Yes.
using non-human species.
Correct.
Hello. So, anyway, I found that this actually came from a journal and I thought it was pretty cute. So here's the mouse with the murine antibody and here's the chimeric monoclonal antibody and here's the humanized antibody and the guy with the ears, you have to laugh. I mean,
I mean, I'm looking at it and I get it. You do. You have to remain lighthearted about this because it really is horrible information, Celeste. I don't mean the quality, I mean the nature of it. It's tough.
yeah. And this is the type of stuff that I see in the journals. I go
Yes.
through 150 journals, each with 50 studies, at least once or twice a week.
Wow.
So to keep up on this. Oh, here's that Senate Bill 4488. So we
Yes.
could we'll go quickly over that because that is a picture of it, actually, just so you can see that it really is. And the title was to establish an interagency committee on global ca catastrophic risk and for other purposes
Oh.
like government security. So catastrophic incident means an incident, whether caused by human or natural events, in which multiple levels of the United States, and you could say Australia or any other country, because they all have similar critical infrastructure are destroyed, damaged, interrupted, sufficient magnitude to threaten the health, safety, and general welfare of the civilian populations. An existential threat means the risk of human extinction, right there. Human
Right.
extinction. Here is the section where they talk about the basic need and, I guess I didn't put what the this is just what the basic need is. It does itemize the basic need in the full thing, but I didn't want to put the whole thing.
Okay.
It suspends the Constitution of the United States due to its language. Whenever you see the words health, safety, and general welfare or well-being, that suspends the Constitution of the
Yes.
United States. And they did do that during COVID.
Yes.
Global catastrophic risk. This is the interesting one. The term global catastrophic risk means the risk of events or incidents consequential enough to significantly harm, set back, and destroy human civilization at the global scale. And both of these together, threats that with the varying likelihood can produce consequences severe enough to result in significant harm or destruction to the human civilization at the global scale or lead to human
And
extinction.
one of their examples is intentional or accidental threats arising from the use and development of emerging technologies. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And so the mRNA is in the platforms. I just call it because there are different platforms besides the mRNA. mRNA is just one of the ones that is known.
Yes.
So this is biology by design, and this image is from the Ginkgo Bioworks. which programs cells to make everything from food to materials to therapeutics. Remember, it's all bro everything is broken down to the molecular level, and then it is reassembled. And I can give you from the 2018 military transhumanist unveiling that I went to, they were talking about they were able to take a cadre of soldiers that were in one room, and they were able to break them down just like on Star Trek, the original Star Trek, the I don't remember what that device was, but
I
whatever
don't know, I
device it
haven't seen
was,
it.
and then transport them to your living room and reassemble them. And they had that technology in 2018.
Like a teleporter, but
Like a teleporter.
they talk about I know that they've spoken about in the metaverse. Particularly during it was still, I think, during the period of lockdowns or just coming out of it, so people were used to being in their living rooms, which was the conditioning tool for this. And they were talking about the metaverse and not having to travel to go see your friends. You could have a virtual gathering in your lounge room, and it would seem so real. But this is predominantly through VR headsets and things like that, and avatars, and or even what seems like a really real experience, because it will be so advanced. But they're not talking about teleportation in the metaverse. This is different.
No, this is real. Actually, taking troops from one location, breaking them down to the molecular form, and reassembling them in a location that they want them.
Wow. So this is really science that many people wouldn't understand. Am I wrong to think that this is science that's borrowed from the spiritual realm?
I do believe so.
Yeah, but not the good side,
No,
obviously,
no,
because
no.
if you look at the Bible, there are stories of te teleportation, if you will. That's God making it possible for that person to
Right.
safely have that occur. So these guys are borrowing from things that defy the laws of physics, but it is demonic knowledge.
Yes, fallen angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, here's Cornucopia. And this is the so it became operational on February 3rd of this year, the Cornucopia New Food Deal. And it breaks food down to its molecular level and substituted nutrition for function. So there you're worshiping Mother Earth, and you're making your reparation to Earth by starving to death. And humanity is left to pay the value-added prices for any vitamins, mineral fiber, or other health benefits that real food has.
So are we saying, sorry, I took me a moment to think about that. Are we saying there will be real food available, but at a very high price?
If you grow it,
Oh, I see.
there will be value added things that you can buy, a vitamin A or vitamin C, but or fiber that used to be an orange or lettuce or whatever, but you're not going to have that anymore. So you're going to have to buy any nutrition and pay the high price, exponentially high prices for it. So
Which if
this is what.
you're on a minimum wage UBI, you won't be able to afford.
No. So you won't be able to be healthy. It's basically you are be like you're in a concentration camp. So this is going to be what I'm going to talk about in my synthetic biology women webinar, where I'm going to unpack it all on this nefarious plot and how it is turning your world upside down. And it starts for my subscribers on May 10th, if you want to join my platform and support my work. And on It goes public to humanity on May 17th because I feel that everybody needs to know this information. So, and I will be doing a book, both an ebook and a regular book, shortly after the webinar.
Let me just say, and I'm sure that many of the viewers are feeling the same way, this is incredibly heavy and dark information, if you will. Not that your intention is that, but th their intention is that. And it may be overwhelming to a lot of people, or it may even feel to a lot of people that this is just way out there, Celeste. It's not possible to achieve all of this. This is really pipe dreams. What do you say to that?
So when I provide documentation, like I did for Senate Bill 4488, so I am the document queen, so I don't say anything unless I have documentation. So I can take you to the URLs or direct you, especially those of you that get it in the book form or an ebook will get direct links so that you can go do your own deep dive. You don't have to take my word for it. Whether it's out there or not, it's happening. There are things we can do. I just gave you an overview of the problem this evening, but in the webinar, I'm going to balance each concept that we talked about, many of the concepts tonight, but I'm going to show you how you can stand and overcome it as a human and be a pure human and take authority over it in the webinar. So, I mean, I'm not going to do like a whole section. I'm going to give you the like, a definition, the concept, and then how do you stand against that? So you'll have the tools right along as you go.
Yes, I heard a conversation between you and Steve Quayle. I think it was a recent conversation, or at least it was uploaded recently, about the importance of faith and how faith is really the only weapon against this agenda. And I am in complete agreement with you. I think we need to be wise as human beings. We need to prepare. We need to know this stuff so that we know, what to pray about. And so this is crucial. Moving forward for people to understand, it really is. When you're talking about, growing your own food, they're already making steps here in Australia to stop people from doing that. I know that they're doing that already in China, which is, the model the whole world wants to follow. Let's lock our people up in burning buildings and have them burn to death. Beat the animals on the street. Yes, China did such a great job. They're already stopping people from growing their own food. Authorities are coming. I watched a video yesterday, and trying to destroy people's own food supply. It's unbelievable. So, there will be a time, and I think this is an opportune moment for us to really develop our faith and get it to be stronger. I want to bring up Celestial Report one more time for everyone. You can join Celeste's platform here and follow her work and support her work on this website. I have not seen such a detailed presentation of this stuff, or even people touching these topics, Celeste, in the way that you do. It's fascinating, truly fascinating. The other one that I want to bring up for everyone is she mentioned on shepherdsheart.life. The Secret of Aerogel. You can also subscribe to her work on this website, but The Secret of Aerogel, Smoke from Hell. This is one of the things that she referenced with that Celeste referenced within that presentation. So really encourage everyone to go there and check this out. You are, despite all of this, knowing all of this information, Celeste, you strike me as a very joyous person. How is it that you maintain that joy with having all of this knowledge inside of you of what they want to do to humans?
Because I was born with a calling. I was equipped. I have the Lord, and He who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. And they have plans, but they're not all going to go smoothly. And they're out, the outcome that they're hoping for is not going to happen. God is in control. And I am in firm belief. But I'm also a realist, and I may lay down my life, and that's okay. I'm going to, You can, a lot of people have said what you share is very scary, but they go, you say it so calmly and you are filled with joy. And they go, they're curious. How can you do it? I've lived in, you have to balance. So I have my things of joy. I love my dog. I love my garden. I just got news that I'm going to my dream home in Montana. And so I love to hear the hummingbirds and I love the wind kissing my cheeks. I love to smell flowers. I love to grow my own food and then make my own I preserve it and then I make my own creations. So there's a lot that I do to offset this darkness. And each person, you might not be into that. Maybe you're into baking. Bake something and give it away to somebody. If you're a musician, stand on a corner and just make joyful music that people can enjoy and just be a delight. I mean, each of us has gifts that we can share with humanity. And when you give, you're not really taking anything from yourself. It's just one light, like when we light a candle, the candle's lit, we light the other candle. It doesn't diminish what I have inside, but then you're lighting the candle for somebody else. And I'll kind of close with a story. So I met this lady in the 80s. She was like 85 or something. And she was looking, she's this short-lived woman, like 4 foot 9 or something. And she's looking up at the top and she's trying to decide what 2 loaves of bread to get. And she couldn't read the labels. And I said, would you like me to bring these down? And she goes, oh yes, I would be so thankful if you would take these down. And so I grabbed them and then she made her choice and she looked at me and she goes, do you my name is Esther. Did you know that that name is in the Bible? And I said, yes, I know that that name is in the Bible. But I looked for her the rest, all my days when I visited that grocery store. I never saw Esther again. Was she an angel? I know that she touched my life just in that brief few moments that we had together. And each one of us can do that in our particular gifting. An artist. I have people that have given me artwork. One lady, I don't have time to quilt a quilt, and she made me this beautiful quilt, a lap quilt, so that I could have it on my legs when I do broadcasting in the wintertime. So,
That's
we all
beautiful.
have things that we can do. And so I really encourage everybody. That's how you're going to stay a pure human and stay away from pharmaceuticals.
The biggest thing that stood out to me from everything that you just said was really continuing to embrace our humanity, which is something that they have tried to destroy, from the not only at the molecular level, but the psychological level. Even if we're not completely there yet on a biological level, although they're getting us there, in here is where they've destroyed so many people's humanity, and in here, and we can't let them do that. We can't let them take our joy or our love for one another. And you've really inspired me today, Celeste. You really have. I think, I always say we should do more. But it's conversations like this that really power me on to do even more than I thought that I was able to do, in my service, if you will, to humanity. So I really, really appreciate your time today. I appreciate all of this amazing research that you've done. Again, celestialreport.com, or the other website was shepherdsheart.life. Celeste Solemn, thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
What a powerful, powerful interview, astounding information. And I'm sure that if you're watching this now, you understand why at the start of this broadcast I said that this was one of the most important interviews we've conducted to date. Now, we know that our time in sharing this information is limited. We know that eventually they will stop us from communicating like this to humanity, sounding the alarm. I encourage everyone to consider alternate forms of communication for when they ultimately flick the switch, and consider the satellite phone store. As Z Media has established satellite communications in our own lives through SPS, who have encrypted devices available at very competitive packages and plans on offer. The link for that is in the description below. As we dive deeper into this agenda and learn just how dark it truly is, we realize that now, more than ever, our faith is the greatest weapon that we have. So please share this interview with everyone that you know. Share it far and wide so that humanity knows exactly just what we're up against and that our faith plays a crucial role. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I'll see you very soon. The New World Order has openly declared war on the free people of the world, and now they're telling us to expect catastrophic cyber attacks over the next 2 years. Weather events, no power, grids down, mobile cell services out. Contact your loved ones anywhere, anytime with the satellite phone store. The Bivy is a revolutionary GPS-based device which allows you to send SMS messages via your phone even if you have no mobile or cell service. Galileo will ensure you always stay in contact with Z-Media, other trusted information sources, and your loved ones that can update you in real time in the event of an emergency. Don't be caught out and unprepared for the unprecedented times we are living in. Stay 10 steps ahead through secure, encrypted communication. Visit sat123.com/Maria and prepare yourself and your loved ones now.